Chapter 12. The End of Manuel.
I think we should get back to the plane, said Louis,
when they had finished the delicious meal that Manuel had prepared for them.
You eat my food, you drink my wine, and then you want to hurry away, said Manuel. Stay a little longer. The sacks of leaves aren't even packed yet.
Louis stood up.
Something funny is going on,
he said unpleasantly, looking at Manuel.
The sacks are usually ready for us. We never have to wait.
Roberto jumped forward.
Louis, have you gone crazy? Manuel is your friend. Why do you speak to him like that?
He asked. Suddenly, Louis pulled the gun from his jacket.
You might be stupid, Roberto, Louis said, but I'm not.
He pointed the gun at Manuel.
Go on, Manuel. Tell Roberto the truth.
Manuel's face became white.
I don't know what you're talking about, my friend, he said nervously.
Tell him, Manuel,
Louis said, holding the gun against Manuel's head.
Tell Roberto why the sacks aren't ready.
Sweat began running down Manuel's face, and he fell to his knees.
Louis, please don't shoot, he implored.
Then tell me what I want to know,
ordered Louis.
Okay, Manuel said. I send my men into the fields to pick leaves from a plant that looks like the coca plant. The leaves from that plant were then mixed together with the coca leaves. I wanted you to think that you were taking only coca leaves. From every sack, a quarter of the leaves weren't coca. I kept those coca leaves for myself. My men were picking the leaves and filling the sacks.
While we were eating and drinking with you,
said Louis. He was very angry.
I ought to kill you, Manuel.
I also want to be a rich man like Jose, said Manuel. He takes all the coca leaves and leaves me with nothing. This way, there's some left for me. I sell them to a friend who gives me a good price.
Manuel smiled suddenly.
Hey, I know. I'll share the coca leaves with you and Roberto. We won't tell Jose. He doesn't have to know, does he?
Idiot,
Roberto said.
As soon as he empties the sacks, he'll notice the difference.
But all the leaves look the same,
said Manuel.
Jose has men making the leaves into cocaine,
said Roberto.
Don't you think he'd know then? You're an idiot, Manuel,
said Louis.
And when Jose finds out, he'll say that I'm responsible.
Suddenly, a loud noise filled the room as Louis fired the gun. Tony felt sick as he saw Manuel fall to the floor, dead.
It was his own fault, said Louis.
He turned to Tony and Roberto.
Let's go. We have to get out of here.
Louis pushed the gun hard into Tony's shoulder. Suddenly, there was the sound of a car and men shouting.
Are you okay, Manuel?
Someone shouted.
Hey, Manuel, what's going on? We heard a gunshot,
another voice shouted. Louis looked out of the window. Two men were walking towards the front door of the house. The next minute, the front door opened, and the two men walked into the room and saw Manuel lying on the floor. One of the men pulled a gun from his pocket, but Louis was too quick. Bang, bang! Both men fell to the floor, dead. Tony stared at the three dead men lying on the floor. He couldn't move, and he felt ill.
Haven't you ever seen a dead body before?
Asked Louis.
Come on! Let's go before anyone else comes.